Does your recovery ebb and flow depending on your mood or on external circumstances? Today we're going to discuss how consistency plays a central role in your recovery process in this episode of Recovery Support with Kevin Bergen. This is Recovery Support, and I'm Kevin Bergen, licensed psychotherapist. This show is to support those in recovery from sexually compulsive behavior and to offer that support with education, inspiration, and motivation. My prescription today is consistency. Consistency in working your program in the face of the normal ups and downs in life. I suggested in an earlier episode that you look at your addiction like an allergy, and it's important that you participate in consistent treatment and take regular, quote, medication to guard against your allergy symptoms, or in other words, acting out. So, what is an addiction? Let's read from the White Book on page 202, What is a Sexaholic and What is Sexual Sobriety? We can only speak for ourselves. The specialized nature of Sexaholics Anonymous can best be understood in terms of what we call the sexaholic. The sexaholic has taken himself or herself out of the whole context of what is right or wrong. He or she has lost control, no longer has the power of choice, and is not free to stop. Lust has become an addiction. Our situation is like that of the alcoholic who can no longer tolerate alcohol and must stop drinking altogether, but is hooked and cannot stop. So it is with the sexaholic or sex drunk, who can no longer tolerate lust but cannot stop. Thus, for the sexaholic, any form of sex with oneself or with partners other than the spouse is progressively addictive and destructive. We also see that lust is the driving force behind our sexual acting out, and true sobriety includes progressive victory over lust. These conclusions were forced upon us in the crucible of our experiences and recovery. We have no other options. But we have found that acceptance of these facts is the key to a happy and joyous freedom we could otherwise never know. This will and should discourage many inquirers who admit to sexual obsession or compulsion, but who simply want to control and enjoy it, much as the alcoholic would like to control and enjoy drinking. Until we had been driven to the point of despair, until we really wanted to stop but could not, we did not give ourselves to this program of recovery. Sexaholics Anonymous is for those who know they have no other option but to stop, and their own enlightened self-interest must tell them this. What do you do when your sponsor goes on vacation? What about when you misplace your recovery literature and you can't read for a couple days? What about when your podcast host has a bout with asthma and skips a week of the Recovery Support podcast? While I was wheezing and coughing and recovering my voice after a cold, which then stirred up my asthma symptoms, I thought of my own consistency of producing these weekly support programs. And then I thought about each of you listening and whether your own consistency in working your program carries you through recovery despite setbacks and upsets. Do you have a personal program in place? What do you do on a consistent basis that keeps you healthy? For some, it includes reading recovery literature regularly. Others make meeting attendance, whether they feel like it or not, a key to their recovery. Most addicts need a network of consistent behaviors so the structure stays intact when something changes, like a podcast not being produced. It is your responsibility to engage in recovery behavior. Things happen. There are times you just don't feel like working program. You do it anyway, despite how you might feel in the moment. And looking back, you're always glad you worked your program instead of blowing it off. If you stay consistent in your program, there are promises. I'd like to conclude today's episode with the 12-step promises. And you can find these by Googling AA Promises, or they're on pages 83 and 84 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I quote, "If we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we are halfway through. We are going to know a new freedom and a new happiness. We will not regret the past, nor wish to shut the door on it. We will comprehend the word serenity, and we will know peace. No matter how far down the scale we've gone, we will see how our experience can benefit others. That feeling of uselessness and self-pity will disappear. We will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. Self-seeking will slip away. Our whole attitude and outlook upon life will change. Fear of people and of economic insecurity will leave us. We will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle us. We will suddenly realize that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always materialize if we work for them." I welcome your emails with questions, feedback, or comments at kbrecoverysupport@gmail.com. In the spirit of the seventh tradition, I do invite you to contribute to this free podcast to cover the costs of its production. You can anonymously donate via PayPal through the link on the show notes page, and those show notes can be seen at recoverysupport.podbean.com. This podcast does not promote any program or fellowship, and only informs about resources that I have found helpful to my clients. Thank you for listening. Have a fantastic week, and have a sober day.